This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Friday, August 5th. Hackers stole about $65 million of the Bitcoin digital currency this week. Bloomberg intelligence analyst Eric Baltunas says that probably didn't help the cause of the Winklevoss twins, who've been trying to win SEC approval of their proposed Bitcoin ETF.
This is a big concern, probably the biggest concern the SEC has in investors, as to whether if you invest in an ETF that holds Bitcoin and the Bitcoins are stored in an electronic vault, so to speak, that's susceptible to hacks. That's a problem.
There's a new entrant to the field that may address some of those security concerns. Baltunas says SolidX filed for a Bitcoin ETF last month.
Theirs has a big and important difference that's relevant, and that is that it's going to offer insurance on the Bitcoin from theft so that if the Bitcoins were stolen, there would be insurance on the product. That remains to be seen whether that's enough to get it through the SEC.
Since the Winklevoss twins have requested SEC approval of their Bitcoin ETF in 2013, Bitcoins have returned 600% as measured by the Brothers Index. The return is 15 times that of the S&P 500. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.